USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two drones were intercepted Monday as they neared an Iraqi airbase that had been housing American troops. It should be noted, January 2nd, 2020, a U.S. drone strike resulted in the death of Soleimani, a former commander of an elite Iranian force. President Trump, 1 year ago today.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, plans to hold a vote on President Biden's massive social spending bill. 51 U.S. senators shot down the plan last month, including all Republicans and Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia. Manchin will attend Monday night's Senate leadership meeting and Tuesday's weekly caucus lunch, likely to discuss BBB. Sunday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been confirmed to have COVID-19. Austin's symptoms are being described as mild. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Imagine getting off work and then getting stuck overnight in a tram with freezing temperatures.
New Mexico officials have rescued all 21 people who were trapped in tramway cars near Albuquerque overnight on Friday during icy conditions. The passengers had been trapped in two different cars while descending the Sandia Peak Tramway. Officials say they had to suspend the rescue until the severe weather cleared. The passengers were all employees of the tram and a restaurant on the peak, and that the tram cars were stocked with emergency heating blankets, food, and other supplies. Those spending the night there showed pictures on social media. The local fire department said in a statement on Twitter that everyone who had been trapped on the tram had finally been rescued. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The organizers of Consumer Electronics Show say this week's show in Las Vegas will go forward in person, but will end one day early. It's now scheduled for January 5th through the 7th. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Russian military has amassed 100,000 troops and weapons on its border with the Ukraine. California Democrat Representative Adam Schiff believes sanctions will deter President Vladimir Putin from launching an invasion.
I fear that Putin is very likely to invade. I still, frankly, don't understand the full motivation for why. He certainly appears intent on it, unless we can persuade him otherwise. And I think nothing other than a level of sanctions that Russia has never seen will deter him.
Congressman Adam Schiff on CBS News. Army combat veteran Corey Mills on Fox News says Russia has already started its invasion under the Obama administration and never paid a price for their aggression.
But we have to go back to the beginning, which is that there's already been an invasion. They took over Crimea. They destroyed Donetsk. They took over Luhansk. They were going after Mariupol before it actually, you know, eventually de-escalated, and they pulled back slightly. And meanwhile, the Obama-Biden administration at the time did absolutely nothing to render lethal aid to Ukraine. This is something that Russian President Vladimir Putin knows very well. That's why he was testing salvo, you know, hypersonic missiles and weapons last week. That's why he's amassed the, you know, 100 to 200,000 troops with equipment on the border. And that's why the claimed 10,000 troops that, you know, left, we have no evidence of that because Vladimir Putin is standing strong in his stance.
Monday Night Football will have the Cleveland Browns traveling to the Pittsburgh Steelers, 8:15 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.